Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh. So the song says, mountains are still being, strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do.
Still being raised. Hey, joy on the
And God, we thank you because you shall continue to do great things in our lives. Not because we are so good, but because you are our God, our Lord, our Master, and our Savior. God, we thank you today. We thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice, God. We thank you that they've come to hear, they've come to receive, they come ready to hear what you have to say through your vessel, God, that they may take it, it may be planted in them, and God, it may do a work in their lives in this hour and in this season. God, that it shall bring healing, it shall bring deliverance, it shall bring revelation in the midst of each and every one of their situations. God, I thank you today for everyone, wherever they are in the midst of their lives, whether they're at home, whether they're driving in their cars, whether they're in a group, or whether, God, they are alone in their room. God, I thank you for them, God. I thank you, God, that your ministering angels are encamped about them. Father, thank you. I feel someone is discouraged today, God. I thank you that even now you are lifting them up in spite of what's going on around them. God, you are the calm in the storm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for being the calm in the midst of the storm. God, thank you for continuing to speak to us, even when we don't deserve to hear your voice, when we have not done anything right, when we are in our own way. God, I thank you for still speaking to us, still loving on us, and still being God to us. We give you glory, honor, and praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. We thank our Pastor Dodson, amen, for that prayer. Amen. Try again and speak to Robinson on the line at this time. Amen. I'm going to go ahead on and do the scripture on tonight. Let's go to Psalms 1. Let's go to Psalms 100. Amen. And we're going to start at the first verse. Amen. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his path. Enter, hallelujah, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, hallelujah, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. You hear that? The fifth verse says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation. Amen. This I have read Psalms, the 100, the entirety, amen, letting us know, amen, we need to make a joyful noise, amen. No matter what we're going through, it's okay. Make a joyful noise. Give God some praise. Give God some thanks. Hallelujah. Praise your way out of the situation that you may be going through, amen. Whether it's good or bad, amen, praise your way. Hallelujah. And tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Let God know that he's worthy. Hallelujah. Of all the praise, the glory, and the honor, amen, because if it wasn't for him, hallelujah, for his grace and his mercy, where would we be on today, hallelujah. I just want to say thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. I just want to give God some praise, hallelujah, because God is worthy, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. God, I praise you, God. Lord, you're worthy, amen, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah. For the prayer and the scripture on this evening, amen. Hallelujah. I would like to, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I would like to pause, amen, amen, to those that wishing to be a part of the ministry, amen. You might be on here listening and say, well, you know what? I don't have a church home. I don't have a pastor. I don't have a leader. I don't have a covenant. But I have been coming on. I've been listening. I've been blessed by the word. And I would love to join the ministry, amen, you can do so by just simply sending a request to the Faith Ambassadors with the S 247@gmail.com. Amen. One of the past evangelists, somebody will get back in touch with you as soon as possible. Amen. So just email us. Amen. The door is wide open. You are welcome. Amen. Also, to those that connected and say, you know what, this broadcast has really been blessing me. Amen. And I want to sow into the ministry. I want to give an offering. Amen. I want to be a sponsor. Amen. All of that is welcome. Amen. To those that say, well, you know what, I need to pay my tithes. Amen. Because that's where my blessing comes from. Amen. That's fine too. Amen. You can do that by texting the word give at 833-288-3989. Amen. Somebody may say, well, you know what? I want to bless the man of God. Amen. Every time I come on and he brings the word, it blesses me. You know, it encourages me or it whips me. Amen. Whatever way it goes, I just want to bless him. Amen. You can do that by cash apping $RDANIELC. Amen. And be a blessing towards the man of God. Amen. To those that know, amen, we have a women ministry. Amen. Every other Tuesday, amen, we have the women ministry, the women of worth. Amen. And on this coming Tuesday, amen, we're going to have a special guest with us. Amen. And we asking that all women's, men's, you can to tune in and hear what God has to say, amen, to the women's, amen. Men's, you may get something out of it and you want to send us a question of the day concerning what you heard, that's fine too. But we want you to tune in too, amen. And we want to thank at this time our sponsor. Amen. If it wasn't for our sponsor, this wouldn't even happen. Amen. We would like to thank God for the Fitness Tea Fit Club for all your fitness needs. Amen. If you're thinking about getting in shape and want to work out and want to know how to do it and do it right, amen, just go ahead on and email Miss T, that's MISSTEE 12579@yahoo.com. Amen. And she'll help you get right on track. Amen. Amen. At this time, amen, we don't have a question for today, but we're going to pause for a minute for a song. Amen. So you can get yourself together where you can invite somebody and let them know we are on. We are on, we are ready, and the word is about to come forth. Amen. So at this time, we're going to pause.
This song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind, I made it all right.
God for that song, amen. How many of you can say that I made it out? All right, amen. Sometimes it seems like, you know, you wasn't going to make it out, but God had brought you out. Sometimes you got to push your way through, amen, and allow God to bring you out of the situation. You can't do it by yourself. Don't think that you can, amen, but if you trust God, he'll bring you out all right and on time, amen. Amen. We thank God for everybody that's tuning in. We would like to welcome you. Welcome you to the Staying on Purpose broadcast with our Pastor Daniel Wilkinson Carter. Amen. Along with our Pastor Felicia Dotson. Amen. We thank God for our Pastor. Amen. Pastor, are you on the line?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. Amen. We thank God for our pastor. Amen. And, you know, I'm just going to go ahead on and turn it in your hand. We thank God and we ask for traveling mercy. Amen. You open your mouth and you let God use you on tonight. Amen. To those that don't know him, to those that do know him, amen, our apostle Daniel Wilkinson Carter. Amen. God bless you, apostle.
Thank you so much. God bless you one and all. I thank God for you. Thank God for all of the colleagues of mine in the gospel and all of those who have taken out their time, this hour of power, opportunity for all of the people of God that would be hearing this broadcast by the various methods that you're listening. I thank God for you. I thank God for the different time zones of our believers that will be hearing this broadcast. I thank God for you all over the world. And to our Pastor Dotson and to our evangelist Jacobs, the host of the broadcast, and to our prayer intercession team, Sister Stephanie, and to all of the people of God who take part, to our sponsor, T's Fitness Club. I thank God for them. You definitely don't want to miss them. They're on Facebook and they're working out and they're on these different platforms and helping people. Even now, to my knowledge, she is some state doing something for somebody or people who have gathered together to build that network. So I thank God for all of our participants in this ministry. It's the Lord began to deal with me on last week, I believe it was, or sometime soon, within the last 7 days, if I'm not mistaken, I began to pray for, and as I do for the faith ambassadors, and I began to minister to the Lord about, you know, which direction he would have me to go in. And he began to show me some of the beginning stages of decay in the church realm of the citizenship of the kingdom. And he began to show me that with good purpose and good idea turned sour against the kingdom of God because division was set once the church began to form. And when the church separated from the Catholic realm of teaching, they began to separate in quadrants of people who practiced various innovations of our religions. And these religions formed these various separations from different people. You know, various people were slaughtered and various ones were harmed and various ones went through various levels of struggle from the time of the apostles up until recent times where we have been fought against in various countries for the belief system. But the decay began once there was a separation. There was we had to separate from the teachings of the Catholic Church that had become affluent, and we had to separate from that. And as a result of these levels of separation, various levels of struggle and fight have always been within the churches. As a result of that, you can have a church of believers right across the street from you. They will not even speak to one another. And the Lord began to show me how this is going to be judged, how this level of occultism and this level of separation between believers was never supposed to be His will. That was not supposed to be for the believers of the church, for the house of prayer, for all people. That was not supposed to be that way. Jesus was the epitome, and He was the example for what was expected and what was anticipated by Him to operate the kingdom of God. The separation was so fierce and so strong that you can have churches speaking in tongues and believing God and the Holy Ghost inside their border, inside their barrier, inside their four walls. But outside of those four walls, the people of God were separated to the point where believers right down the road from them were not recognized by them. If you didn't believe like we believed, if you didn't do it like we did it, then you were not recognized with us. And this level of occultism is the very thing that God has warned me for within our ministries. So as a result of that, we took our churches and took down the walls, took down the borders, and said, okay, we're going to have churches inside of our churches, but we will never forsake the people of God to the point where they – I need a sound check. So Elder Dotson – or someone, give me a sound check.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hear you,
I can hear you fine now.
Okay. All right. All right. So it was never supposed to be that God would call us to be a church that was contrary to His will and His way of doing things. We were all supposed to be an organism. The Church of the Living God is an organism. It's not an organization. It's not an organization for people to be members of, and to determine that, well, if you're not a member here, we're not going to help you in any other way. So I'm believing God that the movement that has begun, this Church Without Walls, and certified by things like this pandemic, where churches are the buildings, you're going to have to come out of those buildings now. You know, you're going to have to witness the people with the mask on. They're not going to be able to tell, you know, that you are a believer here or there. Now, it's about what you believe. It's about what you believe, and what you believe is going to have to be stronger than simply saying one thing or another. You're going to have to show it now. So we thank God for that. I want to go to the Word of God. I like the people have said, I'm traveling, so I just want to go to the Word of God and give you this part or this download as the Holy Ghost has given me, found in the book of Mark chapter 8, beginning at verse number 22. The Bible says, then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. And he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for your people. We need you today like never before. We ask you, Lord, to help us, guide us, give us favor, and that you would cause us, Lord God, in Jesus' name, no distractions, and that this word may change generations of our families. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible says that Jesus took this blind man out of the city. You've heard it all before. Inside the city was what he was culturally used to. Times we become a place of complacency because, or dormancy or docility, simply because we are operating within the norm. The norm of our situation can be very dangerous to us because we can become so normally easygoing that we lose the ability to challenge what is operating against the Word of God. So many times we don't understand that the Bible is very clear about this idea of the wiles of the devil. The wiles of the devil don't start yesterday. The wiles of the devil start when you're 5 and 6 and 10 years old in schools, and it's taught to you in various ways that teaches you all of these diabolical things like racism, and teaches you against one person or another person, and it teaches you one place or against another place, and you lose the ability to be liberal as the older you get, the more the less your liberty is growing in the spirit realm, because the enemy is attacking you and devouring you, and you don't even realize that he's even attacked you. But he attacked you through your parents when your parents argued in front of you, or he attacked you through your parents when one of your parents wasn't even in the home. He attacked you through various forms, and all of a sudden now you find yourself with all of these restrictive areas in the spirit realm because you realize that you have been entrapped by the enemy, and the only thing that can change that is the liberty that comes from serving and becoming the believer that God has called you to be. Now we further get ensnared because the ensnarement of our salvation now is taught to us through religion. And the religious barriers and bindings that we learn through religion and causing us to believe based upon some man's thought process, instead of us being the studiers that prove ourselves according to the Word of God. The Bible says, study to show thyself a workman. Study to show yourself approved before God. Study to show yourself, because you have to understand the word for yourself. So
amen. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Now things begin to change in my understanding because I realize that my citizenship has not been limited. I realize that my citizenship has a certain authority to it, and I realize that my citizenship has caused me to operate in a higher level of spiritual because I have a paradigm against an individual because of his race, or a paradigm against an individual because something is happening. I one day was found myself, this man sped past me, and he was speeding so fast and speeding so serious, I decided, let me go and find out what he's speeding for. And when I went and found out that he was speeding because he had a little girl in the car, that the little girl needed medical attention. He was driving recklessly, but in my first notion, man, what are you driving like that for? Why are you acting like that? Or so many times we find ourselves in those situations. You can be on the subway train, and the people behind you, the children are acting crazy, and they're going through one thing or another mindset, and they're acting wild, and they're playing with one another wildly, or they're touching on people and doing things that they should not be doing. And all of a sudden, you decide in your paradigm to judge them, and you say, well, you that father, he's not fit to be a father. He's not a good father. He's got his kids, but Lord, they're reckless. They're crazy. And you don't even realize that the child, the kid's mother just died that morning. He's taking the children that from one place to the grandmother's house because they had nowhere else to go. And because mama just died, he didn't even live with the children. He just took the children based upon what he needed to do for the children at that time. The children were going crazy because mama was dead. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. There is a situation for every revelation. There's a revelation for every situation. There is an experience to bring you into God's expectation. God is doing something in the midst of everything that's happening. But now we come to the word of the Lord for tonight, because we have come to a place where we are hitting against Christendom. We are hitting against the world with these axe heads that have fallen to the bottom of the water, and we find ourselves beating up against one another, doing all this harm against one another, and all of a sudden now God is calling for his prophet to be able to say, I want the axe head of your stewardship. I want what it is that God has called for you to do. I want you to be able to do it, but you're going to have to believe God, and you're going to have to trust God for the servant that God is sending in this season to go against religion and go against those things that all the enemy is using against us. We got to get ourselves together. And God is saying the way that we do it is that we must first expose the spirit that's operating against us. The first spirit of operation against the believer is this spirit of Samson, because all of these Samsons, all this anointing, all these pastors and bishops and my colleagues in the gospel, I want you to hear me tonight, because we've got so many Samsons operating in our pulpits that we're going to have to do something drastic in this season. We're going to have to drastically repent in this season. We're going to have to drastically shake ourselves from the trees right now and deal with what God is calling us to deal with, or we're going to find ourselves in a spiritual mess before God, and God is going to judge us, because God is going to ask us, why did not you use this stewardship of this anointing to do what I told you to do what I chose you to do where I wanted, what I wanted you to do? Why did you not go, and why did you not operate under the anointing that I called for your life? I'm not just talking to bishops. I'm talking to you choir leaders. I'm talking to you orchestras. I'm talking to you songwriters. I'm talking to you believers. Why has the kingdom of God become so concert and so commercial and a billion billion-dollar industry. The reason why is because the believer has lost his first love, which is God, and we made business into the house of God. I dare you to understand in this house that what God is looking for is that we kill Samson, because Samson is against this anointing. God called Samson. God anointed Samson. But God is saying, Samson, where are you? Samson is busy with Delilah. Samson is busy with some other woman. Samson is busy doing something he ain't got no business doing. And God is saying, I want all of the Samsons. I want to deal with. I want Samson to have to deal with this anointing, this grace I gave him. I made him what he was, but he chose to do something else. And God is saying to all of you who have a stewardship in this kingdom, I don't care if it's cleaning up the church. I don't care if it's driving the church bus. And to all of us who've ministered the word of God,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
But it has no power, and it has no purpose, and it has no anointing, because the axe head of your stewardship is in the bottom of a sea somewhere.
Jesus.
To every father that's acting like Samson, may the Lord rebuke you tonight. To every mother who's sidetracked because you've got all of the stuff. You've got everything that makes you a woman. But have you lost what it costs to make you a woman of God?
Jesus.
Every Samson, you've got a stewardship, but you're distracted by so much mess. So much separation, so much division, that you are no longer useful to the kingdom.
Thank you, Dad.
Every Samson, under the sound of my voice, whatever your Samson anointing has been anointed for, whether you've been Samson anointed in your house, Samson anointed at your church, Samson anointed at your job, God gave you grace to do something. And in Samson's case, he gave him grace to fix Judges chapter 2 and fix all of this stuff that had gone on that caused all of the division in the book of Judges. You know what it was? They allowed their enemies to live among them. So many of us have bowed your stewardship down so far that God is saying, you can't even be used in this season.
Ooh, my God.
We're looking at a serious time. The believers are being blessed even in this time. But there are some folk that carry the anointing that are so distracted that they don't even realize how many bishops and pastors, deacons and church members have died in the last 6 months.
Yes. Yep.
The reason why is because your stewardship has been subjected to nearly just fighting for your life. All you care about is yourself. The devil is a liar. busy looking at people for the wrong reason and the wrong thing, to the point that the church has become so useless that all it cares about is the 15-year-old girl that gets caught having sex and gets herself pregnant. We're more concerned about stuff like that than we are concerned about embracing the girl and adopting the girl and blessing the girl and causing the girl to come to the love of Jesus, because we love her that much. Where has the love gone? We've done everything else but love. We judge, we look down. Just because somebody's in Joseph's pit, we look down, we talk about them, and we don't even realize that this is the one that God is getting ready to make us the governor of this whole land. But you're looking down on the faults and the failures and the weaknesses, and you don't even realize that God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God is looking for people who are not perfect, but people who've been perfected. He's looking for people who are sold out for him.
Yes.
In this season, we can't play games. We can't be in a position where, like Samson, he looked up to God and said, God, give me one more chance. I know I ain't done right. I know that I defiled everything you told me to do.
Jesus.
And you know the worst part about Samson? When Samson asked God for help, he asked God for help because they took his eyes. He didn't ask God for help because he realizes the state of the nation. He didn't ask God for help because he knew he was anointed to do something, and he didn't do it. He asked God for help because they took his eyes. Samson is the worst failure in all of the scripture. Anointed, appointed with the greatest strength. And how many believers are under the sound of my voice? Anointed, appointed, but you haven't fed nobody. Anointed, appointed, but you can't perform miracles. You can't perform healings. You can't perform deliverance. You can't get out and witness to people. You can't get out and speak high of the Lord Jesus, because you lost your belief in him a long time ago, and you traded it for a title.
Jesus.
Your title is not anointed. How many sergeants without stripes are under the sound of my voice right now? How many people are carrying titles without the power of God? How many people get up and sing on Sundays only to entertain the people that they're singing to?
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
You know, because you stopped praying. You know, because you stopped fasting. You know, because you left your house and you got into your beautiful car, and all you care about is making sure it's clean. To my colleagues in the gospel, to my colleagues as fathers, to my colleagues as family members, get your axe head back. Get the anointing back and reason with him that you might come back to his glory and do what he wants you to do. Time is serious. The time is now.
Thank you, God.
Just because you believe don't mean you won't bust hell wide open. And I can't imagine a worse thing in the world than a believer who knew Jesus to go to hell because they would not get right with God. Cast out your judgments. Cast out your backbiting. Cast out your slandering and your confusion. Cast out your lying. Cast out the spirit of pride. Cast out this nature that you think that you are a king when God called you to be a servant. Cast it out. Cast it out and still be blessed. Still have your home. Still have your vehicles and serve God with them.
Oh, God, I thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Let this be the day that you hear the prophet of God.
Yes,
and get right with God. And get right with God.
Yes, God.
Evangelist Jacobs, it's back in your hands.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just want to praise God for the word. Amen. Hallelujah. That was a powerful word on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank everybody that's tuning in. Amen. To those that standing in need of prayer. Amen. Our sister Stephanie, that's you online. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. If you don't mind, Sister Stephanie, can you close us out in a prayer? Amen. And pray for traveling mercy for our apostle, please.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this broadcast, Father God. And Lord God, as the apostle is going to his going home, wherever he's going, Lord, I ask God that you will give him traveling mercy, Lord God. You will protect him, you will keep him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, protect and keep everyone on the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen. We thank you for tuning in. And don't forget, tune back in with us on Tuesday with the Women of Worth Ministry with our special guest. Amen. Amen. Don't forget, amen. And we're asking that you just go in peace. Amen. And we'll be praying for you. And please pray for us. God bless you.
I would like you to help me just welcome this great worshiper by the name of Jacqueline Carr.
you're telling me, yes, you want to lift up